Boker Tov world. Today's daf in the second Zvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ira Kadesh is daf Ayin Aleph. And we are beginning our new perek again at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. Find on their helike perek. Kol Zvachim, shenit arvu b'chata ota metot o b'shor haniskal. Afilo achat b'ribu yomutu kulam. So this is a parak that's going to be teaching us about what happens when Isurei Hano, animals of Isurei Hano, are mixed in with Korbonos. And of course, because of that, we're going to get to be discussing many of the dinim of Taruvas in general. So let's just first understand what our first case in the Mishnah is and how it goes on to additional cases. Inyanim are parsed according to different elements of severity. So remember that we have certain animals that could actually be Isurei Hano. They might be Isurei Hana'a, and that means Isurei Hana'a even to Hedyot. They're not allowed for anybody. Forget about Kachim. We have other Psulim that are only Psulim for Kadesh, but that are Mutter for Hedyot. So there are things that are possible for the Azora, for the Mizbeach, but they're not possible for a certain individual, and they're even mutter ba'achila. So different inyanim may have different approaches to what to do with the mixtures. So first of all, our parak is going to tell us about the proportion of mixtures. For instance, one to how many? That would be usser. And it's going to tell us what to do in the event that there actually was a mixture and we're stuck with a lot of animals, and we don't know what it is that we can do with them. Is there any tikkun? So let's start with the most extreme case, in a sense. This is the case of Isurei Hana'a. Kol HaZvachim Shenitarvu. Now, the language over here is confusing, because Kol HaZvachim Shenitarvu makes it sound like that the Taroves was in a bunch of Chata'ot HaMetot, and there was probably one or two zvachim that got mixed up in these chata'ot ha-metot, or in Shor HaNiskal. And then it says, even if it's 1 in 10,000, they're all osur and they're left to die. But that's ridiculous, because if we're talking about the kosher zevach, they got mixed up with the non-kosher thing. So then to say even one, the case over here is it sounds like that there was a bunch of chata'ot ha-metot, or a bunch of shor ha-niskal, which we'll explain in a moment, and zvachim got mixed up in them, because usually shenit arvu would mean that the main body of things was there, and then something mixed up in it. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to come out and explain that what we really mean is shenit arvu in the sense of nitarvu bahen. They got mixed with those things, got mixed with them, and the main body was Zvachim. So even if you have 10,000 kosher karbonos and they get mixed with a single chata'ot ha-metot, they all cannot be used in their osur b'hana'a like a chata'as ha-mesa, and they're all left to die. And we know the whole idea of the kippah, in which we want to make sure nobody is nichshal in them, and they're actually left. We don't kill them, we're not allowed to kill them, but we leave them to die, we don't feed them. So now, what are the chata'ot ha-metot? So you will recall we learned the din of chata'ot ha-metot many times, and there are 5 chata'ot ha-metot. The 5 chata'ot ha-metot, we had the vlad chatas, we had the tmuras chatas, we had a chatas that the owner died and left a chatas after his death. We can't bring a chatas after the death of the owner. And we have a chatas shenischapru ba'aleh ba'acher. So the owner had used another korban to be mechaper for that chatas, and then, whatever the case is, I mean, that's a complicated case. Was it lost? Did we find it? And then we have a chatas she'avra shenosa, a chatas that became too old to be brought on the mizbeach. So in any event, any of those, we have a loch l'mesh b'sinai, that they can't be used, and that they need to be left to die. And a shor ha-niskal, which could be a shor that killed someone. We'll talk about the cases in the Gemara. And that is a shor yisakel. So we have to kill it. So ko yisakel ashor v'lo ye'achel es besaro. And we learn out from Ba'ubal ha'shor naki that it's actually even osur bahana'a. So it's saying there doesn't seem to be anything much to do about a case like this. Now, how about if we have a mixture, but this time it's not a mixture in Isurei Hana'ah. This time it's a mixture in something which is usur to bring on the Mizbeach, but which is not usur Bahana'ah. So let's assume that maybe it was Nit'arev with a Shor Asher Nevdabo Avera. So this is something where we're going to talk about the cases in a moment. That would be, let's say, it was Hamis as Adam api Edechad, or api Abalim. So let's say that we don't really have Edim, and remember that in order for Shor HaNiskal to get the din of Skila, it has to be the same type of halacha that the human would have gotten under similar circumstances. That means that it requires Edus with all of the chumras of Edus. But suppose a person comes forward, maybe the owner comes forward and says, listen, you know, I know that this shor killed someone. Well, we don't kill the shor, but it becomes usur for the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, even if we have one aid, we're not going to kill the shor. Or maybe it was talking about a shor that was rovea. Maybe this shor had raped a human, or it was nirva, it was the victim of sex by a human, or it was mukta, it had been set aside to be brought as a carbon for avodah zarah, or maybe it was actually ne'evad. So in all of these cases, the animal doesn't become osur bahana'ah, and it doesn't become osur even be'achila. Remember, you can't osur a living organism by worshiping it, but you can make it osur from the mizbeach. The same thing would be true with an esnan. So if it had been used to pay a whore, it would be completely mutter for human consumption, but it's asr from the mizbeach. Esnan zayna mechir kelev is asr on the mizbeach. Or a mechir, it had been used to purchase a dog. So those are behemoths that are asr on the mizbeach, but are completely mutter, even ba'achila, for a hedyot. The same thing would be true if it got mixed with an animal that was kilayim. So you could have even two behemoths of two minim, both of which are kosher. And if you create a hybrid between them, say between a sheep and a goat, you would not be allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. We learned that out from also from the Pasuk. The Gemara is going to go through various psukim that asr. Or with a treifa. Now, a treifa is obviously osur on the Mizbeach, but it's not osur b'hana'ah, and you can use it for anything you like. Or a yotze dofen. I mean, that who would even know, you know? An animal is born by Caesarean. It's not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach because it says, shoro kesevo es ki yiva led. And that comes to tell me not only that hybrids are osur, it has to be the shor o kesev o eis, but it also tells me that it has to be a normal vaginal birth, ki yiva leid. If it's born by Caesarean, then it's not kosher for yiratzeh l'korban ish el Hashem. But certainly there's no iser in such an animal. So what would you do in a case where they got mixed? Well, all you need to do is let them graze around in the pasture, achi is taivun. Wait until they get a mum, and then yimachru, and then they can be sold. And at that point, you can take the value of the best one and bring me'oto hamin, and then you can go ahead. And of course, since you don't know which one it is, you're going to have to take the most expensive one to bring for the carbon. There's no choice in that. And that means that you, assuming that you've only got a mixture of one-to-one, so you'll take the more expensive one and you'll bring it to buy a carbon with. Now, the truth is that you don't really, as Rashi points out, you don't really need to sell it because you could just take the most expensive value, buy another animal. You could bring that other animal And you can say wherever you can have the particular carbon that got mixed in with it, whatever that carbon was. So you could say that wherever that carbon is, since you obviously can't identify it, it should be podui on this animal. And then make sure that you're not using a cheaper animal, since you don't know which animal was the carbon. So then you've got no choice, and you've got to pay the absolute best for that carbon. How about, so this was our second section. Section one, Isurei Hana'a, carbonas that get mixed with Isurei Hana'a. Section two, carbonas that get mixed up with Isurei Mizbeach, that is kosher lehedyot. Section three, suppose nitarvu bechul in tmimim. Now you've got perfectly kosher animals, and the thing is that they're not kodesh. So you've got some animals that are kodesh and some animals that are chulin. And if they are tamim, which means that they can all be brought for the mizbeach, so since they're all usable from the mizbeach, we certainly don't need, in this case, to wait until they get a mum. Why the heck would we want them to have a mum? They're all kosher for the mizbeach, and therefore all we need to do is to sell the animals. We can't identify them, but we can say to a buyer, look, you know, in here we have, take a look at all of these animals. Now, some of these animals are already a carbon for Mr. A, but some of these animals are chulin, and if you'd like to buy, I can't identify which one it is that you're going to buy, but what's the difference? If you'd like to buy one of these beautiful animals that are to be made, and we will bring it for whoever owns it, which will be you, and therefore you will be zoche in this carbon. So that'd be great. You need to buy that kind of carbon. Let's say they were all shlomim, the ones that were mixed in. Do you need to buy a shlomim? Well, one of these could be your shlomim. Do you need to buy a chatas? Well, one of these could buy your chatas. So whichever it was that got mixed in, we sell it to a person who needs that particular type of carbon. And that way, nothing goes to waste. Okay, now let's talk about a case where they weren't mixed in with chulin, but they were mixed in with other kachin. Now, if they're mixed with other kachin, if it's the same kind of min, and let's say somebody's chatas got mixed with somebody else's chatas, that's not a problem. We could simply bring the carbon for whomever it's supposed to go to. Because remember, anyway, we learned back at the beginning of the Masechet that Bezdin made a takana that carbonas are to be brought stam. Because otherwise, and stam is lishma, that's what we ended up deciding at the beginning. And that's because we made it tonight that it should be brought for the person to whom it belongs, and that way we won't make any mistakes. It's more likely we're going to get into trouble by the Kohen thinking that he knows what he's doing than by his just going ahead and saying, I'm bringing this as a carbon. Whoever it goes to, it goes to. Problem where we get into trouble is where we have kachim mixing with kachim, which is amin b'she'eno mino. So let's say if we would mix up an ola and a chatas, now what are we going to do then? I mean, everything is different. We can't bring it on the mizbeach. So what should we do? Well, in that case, we have no choice but to let them go around Yera'u Achi Yistavu. Let them go and get a mum. And then, after they get a mum, now Rashi does not like the idea of yimachru in general over here, because yimachru means we have to sell them, and then we would take the value of that money, and then we would go out and buy them with the most expensive sale representing the one that I want to bring, and I'll have to, of course, use the most expensive for each carbon, and I'll have to lose the difference from my own pocket. But there's no point in selling them, because as Rashi points out, all we need to do is once they get a mum, we could be poded them directly on other animals, because that's pidyon. No reason to go through a mechira and then a purchase. So we can have other animals and be poded the kedusha of the chatas on this animal and be poded the kedusha of the ola on this animal. And of course, the animal that we choose will have to be the most beautiful for each one, because we don't know which one was which, and that's going to cost us some extra money from our own wallet. So, v'yavi b'dmei hayafeh shebehem mimin zeh, v'dmei hayafeh shebehem mimin zeh, and you're going to have to make up the difference from your own pocket. So, yafsid hamotar mibeto, because all of them are going to have to be the best. Now, what about if we get into a situation where we cannot actually go ahead and be poda them, because the Torah asked us to be poda them? So Bechor and Maaser do not have pidyon, do not have Bechira. The Torah says Beferish that Lo Yigael is an Isser of Lo Yimachru. And therefore, what do we do if it got mixed up with a Bechor or with a Maaser? So remember, the din of the Bechor is that it belongs to a Kohen. So in this case, we've got a Bechor that belongs to a Kohen here, and even if we wait until it gets a Mum, so in this case, if you have an animal that's a Bechor with a Mum, the only problem with it is that it needs to be given to a Kohen, right? If you have a Maaser that has a Mum, again, the only problem is it belongs to the owner. The only problem is it has special dinim in that you're not allowed to be mezalzel in it. You're not allowed to weigh it in a butcher shop and so on, because we don't not mezalzel in things that are actually kodesh. Okay, so because of that, you just wait until it gets a mum, and then you eat it. You can eat the mixture, but you'll have to eat the whole mixture. In the event it was mixed with the Bechor, only a Kohen is going to be allowed to eat that mixture. In the event that it got mixed up with Maaser, so then you're going to have to actually eat it with all of the chumras of Maaser, which means you can't sell it in a butcher shop, and it's not weighed, and so on and so forth. And because of that, you're going to end up losing. But at least it's certainly not going to go to weight. And any of the karbonas could theoretically be mixed, which means, doesn't mean literally, it means you could always find some example of a particular type of karbon, which could be mixed with some example of another type of karbon. Obviously, it doesn't mean you can mix any karbon. Some karbonas have to be older, and some karbonas have to be male, and others have to be younger, and they have to be female, and some have to be from one species, and others have to be from another. So, but what it means is that it's possible to find any type of karbon, that is to say, Eula, Shlomi, Pchata, so on and so forth, that could be mixed with any other. The only time that you're never going to be unable to identify which one is which is in the event that a chatas got mixed up with an asham, and that you would not be able to be lost with figuring out which one is which. Now, the Gemara later on is going to point out that there certainly are times that chatas can get mixed up with an asham, and it's going to explain why that's not true, and why there are examples of other karbanas in which it is true. But it's a bit complicated, and we'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, next week. On Shabbos. Actually on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. I mean, at least it doesn't make sense if we take it literally. Kol ha-zvachim shenit arvu be, which usually means that the zevach, which is what we're looking for, got mixed up in other behemoths, which are chatot ha-metot or shoran iskal, even if it's one kosher zevach in 10,000 chatot ha-metot. I mean, that's an absurd statement. The more chatot ha-metot you add, the more usher. So why are you saying even? Is that even? So what are you talking about? My afilu, it's not even. It's the other way around. Well, obviously, what it means is kolav azvachim shenit arvu into them, which is also one of the meanings of nitarvu. So it means if you had a bunch of kosher zvachim and a single chatas hamesa got mixed up in them, or a single shor haniska, both of which are asur bahana'ah, got mixed up in them, even if it's only one chatas hamesa, or one Sharan Iska that got mixed up in 10,000 karbanas that are kosher, yamutu kulam. That's what it's referring to. But why do we need this Mishnah here in Zvachim? I mean, Lamaisa, this is a Beferesha Mishnah in Temura, which gives us the dinim, because, I mean, look, that's what Temura is about, you know? The question of an animal that took the place of another animal. It's a natural place for discussing the dinim of Tarovet. And it says over there, quote, Kol ha'asurim l'gabi mizbeach, anything which is usur to bring on the mizbeach, usurim b'chol shehein. It will usur even one in 10,000, right? That's what it says. And then it gives examples of a roveya and a nirva that get mixed up. So anyway, all of those examples, they all become usur for karbanas, and that's what it says in our Mishnah too. Omer Vashi, Amrita l'shmaitzik amedir of Rav Shimi, I pointed this out to Rav Shimi, and he showed us why we definitely need both of these Mishnahs, the Mishnah here in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Temura. Va'atzrichan, he made them necessary. So he showed us that we can't get away with only one of these two Mishnahs. Because let's say we would only have known the Mishnah in Temura. If I would have only known there, this halacha, remember, all that it said in Temura was kol asurim legabe mizbeach. Okay, I mean, those things are actually mutter for hedyot. But what about a case like here? A case in Psitchatot HaMetot? Or a Sharan Iska, where it was Osir Ba'anah for everybody? And that would mean that we're going to be Machmir in the sense that it's going to be completely destroyed. The whole mixture will be Osir, and we're going to throw out 10,000 animals? I mean, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't make sense to be Machmir for the case of the Hedyot. And in such a case, we would say that, let's say it should be Batol, I don't know, in 100 and 200. But the Hedyot, so maybe over there, we should say, look, we're not talking about a question of a Mizbeah. I mean, if it's something that is mutter for a Hedyot, we're not throwing anything out. We're basically waiting till it gets a mum, and then we're going to end up using it for Hedyot. And nothing is going to be lost except for, you know, the minor difference of having a Balmum. So, of course, I want to know that this is true even in this drastic case where I'm going to ask 10,000 animals that are really have absolutely nothing to do with if I don't allow a bittel, the imihacha. And on the other hand, let's say we would have had our Mishnah, which would have told us the incredible rule that even one Isser Hana is going to ask animals entirely, and they're all going to be wasted. So I would have thought, okay, look, I mean, that's because it's Isurei Hana'ah. Isurei Hana'ah are very chomor. The Torah asked it for any kind of benefit whatsoever, not only for the Beis HaMikdash, but for any human being. Okay, it makes sense, therefore, that if I am going to asr a mixture, instead of relying on Bitol Berov, we're going to be Machmir, and we're going to asr it because it's Isurei Hana'ah. But things like in Temura, where they're not Isurei Hana'ah, and they're not even usur for people at all, they can even be eaten, they're only usur for the Mizbeach. So maybe I shouldn't be so machmer on that. As a Balahani, Emalo, and maybe if you have things that get mixed, maybe we can use it as a carbon. Let's say if it's one in a, I don't know, maybe 100, you know, maybe 200, like mixtures of Orla or Kilayim. I mean, we could be Machmir, but not to the point where it should be us or even, no matter what, the Choshu. So maybe not. That's why I need both of these Mishnayas to tell me that I'm going to be Machmir in both cases, even where there's a total loss, if it's Yisrei Hana'ah, and even where it's not so chomer, because it's not a total loss. And there's a tzad to say both directions are a reason yes to be machmir and a reason not to be machmir. So we need, therefore, both of those mishnas. But I don't understand. Our mishnah talks about the cases in Temura too. You're telling me, you're pretending that our mishnah only discussed Isuri Hana'a, and that's why we need the mishnah in Temura to discuss the Isuri Mizbeach. But that's ridiculous. Read the next two lines. The next two lines bring up exactly the same cases that appear in Temura. So what do we need the mishnah in Temura for? We have all of the cases here. The Lavi Isuri Hana'a, Hatanale. I don't understand what you're saying. The next piece of our mishnah, section B of our mishnah, lists exactly the cases that we just spoke about in Temura. It talks about Roveya, Nirvan, so on and so forth. So why do we need that mishnah? Ah, true. But our mishnah didn't say how many, what the proportion is. It only said the proportion about the Isurei Hana'ah. It said Afilu Echad Beribu. Then it moved on to section 2 and noticed that it conspicuously left out what proportion. So maybe I would think, okay, you know, maybe it's Batel Berov. Okay, obviously, if you're telling me it's not Batel, so it's a bigger shear. So maybe it's Batel Bimea, like Truma. Or maybe it's Batel Bimatayim, like Orla. You know, I mean, okay, I can understand, but I wouldn't think that it's going to be Osir, but Kol Shehein. So that din of Kol Shehein appears only in the Mishnah of Temura, and that's why we need it. So that explains it. Okay, so then just say that. So then just say the case of the Mishnah in Temura. If in Temura you're giving me more information than you're giving me here, so leave out the second section of our Mishnah, which talks about things that are not Isra Hana'ah. Allow the Mishnah in Temura to be the source of the dinim of the Isra Hana'ah. And then you can say over the dinim of the ones that are Isra Hana'ah over here, and everything would be great. You certainly don't need all of what it says here, do you? So teach me those dinim in Temura and the Isurei Hana'ah dinim in our Mishnah. It would save a lot of space and a lot of extra Mishnayos. And the mitzvah is to always be melame Torah Shebal Peh b'derech tzara. Why are we doing it like this? V'nisnei hava lo boiha. Ah, because our Mishnah tells you what to do when you've got a mixture. Doesn't say anything about it in Temura. It just says the extent at which it's going to be usher for the Mizbeach. But what do I do? So our Mishnah goes through all of the dinim of what it is that we do. We wait until it gets a mum, and we have to be mafsid the difference me beitenu, and so on. Oh, that's here. So our Mishnah, which is interested in the hakrava on the Mizbeach, teaches us what to do in order to be able to be makrivit on the Mizbeach. And therefore, takanta is trichale. So our Mishnah is essentially focused on the hakrava. The Mishnah in Temura is essentially focused on the Isser, and therefore it tells us the extent of the Isser in terms of the proportions. Well, that's all very nice, but it's not the end of our problems. Because, heck, there's Mishnayos all over the place. As Tosis points out, I mean, we're not going to go through every Mishnah in Shas, which talks about the dinim of Bito Legabi Isurei Hana'ah. But, I mean, we certainly have one very, very famous Mishnah, which sets forth dinim of Taruvas and Avodah Zarah that we had not long ago. And there it was talking about things that were asur b'hana'ah, even for a hedyot, exactly the same way that our Mishnah does. And there it said, ve'elo asurin, lo asurin b'chol shehen, and it talked about yayin nesach, which is asur b'hana'ah. This is real yayin nesach, which is asur b'hana'ah midyoraisa, not the gezerah of stam yenam, or avedas kechavim, an actual icon, is mamish osur b'hana'ah, and it says over there, it's osurin b'chol shehen. So, it's very nice that we can explain our Mishnah in Temura, but why do we also need now the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, which comes to say the same thing that our Mishnah seems to say? And for the answer to that, you'll have to hold on to your seats tightly and try to breathe in deeply, relax, and as you chazer this daf, Bezrat Hashem, we will meet tomorrow, and we will learn the amazing answer to that question as well.